I think of my own anger and how upset I get with my partner sometimes, or how I curse something that is disturbing me. That cursing is a form of prayer, I think, and I really wish I could get a handle on it. And I know it's all tied up with faith and forgiving. If I was living a life of faith, I would have greater patience about things that bug me now. My emotions would not take me for such ride all the time. Well, something else to work on this year! 50 Of course, 131 is very much living a life of faith. It is just that seldom is such a life a purely calm and reasonable one. A life of faith is just like a worldly life in terms of encountering challenges and going through the suffering and sorrows of life. The difference, and it is a vast one, is in the amount of conscious awareness of spiritual principles in which our attitude is imbued as we go through the challenges and suffering. When we know why we are suffering, when we see the refiner of souls at work in us, we can much more easily accept the difficulties that come our way. When we do not fear the suffering, we are far more able to use resources like prayer and meditation to clarify and balance our feelings. It truly is a powerful act of will to disengage the mind from burrowing ever deeper into worry and fear, and moving it into remembrance of the divine. Prayer is remembrance. It is an act of will in which we ask ourselves to turn our attention to the Creator and our relationship with it, and to see the rest of life from that perspective. Those of you who say, it is seemingly merely working with details to get down to basics, to decide which chair to use or what time of day to make for prayer time, yet these down-to-earth details truly do aid in the formation of faith. Now, prayer could be said to be the tune which, though unheard, is the tune of hope. Prayer can be said to be that inner flower which bears the scent of love. Prayer can be talked about entirely by speaking of the beauty of a poem or a rose. Prayer is a form of communication. 370, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. Whose Abj is one with its sub. The prayer, in reaching to the infinite Creator, reaches within. The self talking to the greater self, this is the stru which, seen from the outside, may be said to constitute the house of prayer. The reality is that that seemingly far away source of unity, which love itself is, lies within. So the journey of prayer is a journey from self to the greater self within, then circling back to form the unending circle between prayer and prayer that is between the one who prays and the abj of prayer. 51 The house of prayer is a metaphysical temple, but I think it is quite real. I had a vision in early 1992 of the millions of souls on earth who were, at that moment, doing intercessory prayer for those they did not know, praying for strangers and sufferers everywhere. There were millions of beings praying in that blessed place, and I sensed a great emanation of power coming from their orisons. I was experiencing daily miracles of healing at that time, as I went through rehabilitation from the wheelchair. Those of you who remark, we would note the absolute beauty of a great portion of your planetary sphere's inhabitants' prayers as they rise from the mundane events which cause them into planes of intercession, healing, forgiveness and enlightenment. 52 The beauty of this house of prayer is in no way violated by the prayers of anger, grief and sorrow that we offer to the Creator. Sometimes, such prayers are quite appropriate. K. Williams says, I price my three-part method for recovery from all ill. I pray. And I cry. And I focus my energy in my fourth chakra. Always back to the place in me where I am love. Whatever situation I attend to in my distressed mind, I love. If I can't find love in the situation, can't find it no matter what, I spread my attention out and draw a circle around the situation, see and feel the love all around that, and then it can't help but soak into the circle that I did find unlovable. 53 If we are worrying or experiencing other negative emotions, prayer is a very useful reflex thought. Worry is disorganized and random prayer. The deepest inner dialogue is with the great self that overarches and undergirds all that is. Worries and fears not only stew and seethe within the mind, they also register with the infinite one as cries of distress. However, the energy used in worrying is tangled and mazed in the Creator, although reaching within always to comfort. Simply cannot move through that tangle that has stopped the inner hearing, The Inner Vision, The Inner Sensing, of 371, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. That Peaceful, Creative and Wise Self. Thusly, when the seeker sees itself in a muddle, worrying and fretting, we suggest that one resource that may aid is the memory, the remembrance of the Father. That one who worries may also be one who prays and enters into conversation with the Infinite Creator, that greater self of which each is an ineffable and unique portion. 54. One such right use of the power of this resource is intercessory prayer. This is praying for the health of others. I believe the key to this healing type of prayer is to see the person that, in the eyes of the world, is ill as a puff being. On the level of the form-maker body which controls, at the metaphysical level, the physical body, this is quite true. That form-maker body remains puff. What intercessory prayer does is reaffirm the ascendancy of the puff ion of the metaphysical and higher energy body over the more illusory, emperf one of the physical body. One technique I have used a lot is to ask that infinite light be flooded over my visualization of the person's body, not just the physical complex but the whole mind, body and spirit complexes which together create our bodily, emotional and mental health. They are inextricably intertwined, so we need to deal with them all when we pray for healing. Another technique of intercession is described by those of you, as you pray and seek to intercede or call for another's intercession on behalf of one whom you feel is in need, you ask that the power of love to move freely be restored in an area where it has been blocked. As you are more in touch or in tune with this power of love within your own life pattern, you are able to appreciate and manifest this power in your own life pattern, and to offer a catalyst or way by which love may be offered to others. Engaging in the process which you call prayer is one way in which you may open a door or gateway for another entity, by calling upon individualized portions of love to share their love with the one for whom you intercede or seek intercession. Your own awareness of this process and your own desire to be of service to another are those qualities which enhance the prayerful attitude. As you call upon entities such as Jesus the Christ, various of the saints or archangels, the mother of Jesus known as Mary or any angelic presence to intercede for another, you are providing the purity and intensity of your own love as a request, a call, which is heard because of the purity and intensity of the presence whom you seek, and this presence hears the call no matter how weak, and responds according to its strength, purity and sincerity. 55, 372, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. We are basically praying for the truth, the higher path, rather than some detail of health. I have seen many miracles in my own parish's prayer group. If we are being prayed for, if we have asked for prayers, we can increase the energy of these prayers by leaning into the prayer help, trusting that prayer is efficacious. There is much unseen support for work in consciousness, for prayers, and for a life lived in faith. We ask you to lean into that support. This instrument would call it angelic support and say that there are angels everywhere. Other entities would describe this far differently, but the concept remains the same. There is guidance. There is help, for the Creator is constantly communicating to you using everything, nature, the environment, other people, coincidences. Be alert. Begin to see the spiritually interesting coincidences and you shall be much encouraged thereby. 56. If we do pray for others, my suggestion is that we keep most of what we do under our hats. Do the work, and then let it go. It is easy when praying for healings to become proud when a healing does occur. This is a temptation to be avoided. It is helpful to look at ourselves in this place as channels of the Creator's love. We are offering a place for energy to run through from the more spiritual planes and out into the earth plane. Any pride garnered thereby is unhelpful to our spiritual growth. Often, the best configuration for intercessory prayer is anonymity, so we can do our work and then forget about it. In my church's prayer group, which I have led since 1983, I am the only group member who is known to the congregation. This frees the other members to pray privately, peacefully. Intercessory prayer is, when done in this manner, a truly selfless and very polarizing. 131 says, of prayer in general, I like what Jesus said about praying in private and not doing it to try to impress anyone. Praying is a totally private thing for me. 57 The essence of prayer is this selflessness. Now, in a way prayer is selfish, for we are driven to link with the Creator. But in another sense, prayer is an of complete generosity and surrender. Indeed, the most powerful of will is an of surrender of our smaller wills in order to listen for and follow the will of the Infinite One. All efforts to bring prayer into our spiritual price are recommended. Those of you who say, there is a freedom that comes with the surrender to that higher power, to that attitude that says, not my will, but thine. Teach me thy ways. I want to know how to fulfill my service to you. Give me a hint. Give. 373, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. Me a sign. Then allowing the time to pass, asking the question, and waiting. There are times when the waiting period is very, very short. There are times when one waits for years. However, always these questions continue to work within you until you have found your way. Fortunately, it is in how you meet the conditions of life that the quality of life inheres, not in the events or circumstances themselves. 58 How true it is that it is our faith, our trusting attitude that what happens to us is just as it should be, and our considered responses to that, rather than the catalyst itself, that is vital within our lives. And prayer help is not usually linear. Mike Korinko shares, just about every night I pray that the Creator will give me guidance to find out what it is He wants me to do. No dire answers, as if that is a surprise, but I awoke this morning filled with a love of life that I have not had in a while. It seems a bit corny to talk about the wonders of life I am feeling right now, but what the heck? This is one of those mornings that all is right with the world. Music sounds so much deeper. The cars passing by even have a beauty in the sound they make. It is hard to describe something that is so large, so encompassing. I must say, I have missed this, and I thank the Creator for giving this wonderful gift to me! 59 One instance in which prayer is a ready helper is in the rush of life, when we feel we have been disrespected, whether by someone cutting us off in traffic or a rude conversation with a shopkeeper or acquaintance. A friend of mine tells the story of doing an errand for her mother-in-law, who wanted to purchase a strip belt. This is a gadget consisting of one buckle plus a variety of colors of strips of leather which are tools to accept the buckle, so that one may have several belts for the price of not much more than one. When she asked a salesperson if her shop had any such items, the salesperson told her that she considered such items trashy and tacky, and would not ever sell such junk. Georgine felt discomfited by this demeaning opinion and retired to her car with hurt feelings. But like the minister that she is, it quickly occurred to her to turn her scraped feelings into the realization that this person must indeed be miserable to be so very irritable and rude, and that such a person clearly needed prayer help, not anger. She began to pray, and the waters of forgiveness and comfort commenced to rain down. Those of you who say, when the object of anger or sorrow is another, there is a type of meditation or experience this instrument would call prayer, in which prayers are offered for the entity which has been catalyst for this sorrow. 374, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth or Anger. Praying for that entity which has harmed you also reorients the deeper mind and biases the deeper mind more towards truth. 60 In praying, we open ourselves to a union in which we, the Creator and the situation around us at the moment all take on a harmonizing and unifying kyan, and in which new ways of seeing are offered. Not the least of things we may see with new eyes is ourselves. This awareness of the consciousness as precious feeds back, and gradually we begin to sense into a self whose deeper nature is increasingly, and very naturally, prayerful. I've noticed myself lapsing into prayer at very odd times of the day just because I am suddenly aware of who I am. It is enormously comforting. 61 Those of you who offer, for those who are living in continuous prayer or meditation or are truly attempting to do so, our help is ever present as a kind of keel underlying and strengthening the ability to be stable which each entity has in its seeking. This is perhaps the most used of our ways of communication, and we are not identified as a source other than the self. That is because selves who can receive us in this inspiriting manner think of themselves in a universal way. 62. Tuning is an extension of prayer into everyday living. The mentality behind it is a vision of the world as a place in which it is the play of a benign, wise destiny and a divine energy that create all things happening to us at this sacred moment. When we have begun to believe that our world is such a magical place, a place we can trust to be giving us the appropriate lessons even if they do not seem so at the time, then we may form the desire to respond to the everyday happenings of the world in a more tuned fashion. Do we have to say no to someone? Those of you who suggest that we take a second to find a way to gentle that voice, when a situation arises in which the self becomes aware that negative seeming truth must be told, let there be a calm and quiet peace within. Perhaps even a small prayer may be uttered within, tuning the self toward the light, hoping that within that additional light there will be found ways to tell the truth that will be softer and yet still clearer than the abrupt, I don't know, or, the answer is no. 63, 375, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. I like to tune to trains and church bells, and to the wind chimes on my porch. When I hear the sound, it reminds me to stop and remember who and whose I am, and to give thanks for all my blessings. Our 131 finds herself drifting into a natural tuning process even without trying. I am finding myself, both in and out of meditation, doing things, saying things in my head that are prayerful. And I feel like I am learning something about how to communicate on this level. Or at least there is greater awareness about it. I am tuning in a way I didn't before, and that seems important. 64 Tuning could well be seen as tuning into a more true and deep self. 131 goes on to say, catalyst is not the only way change can occur. It can also occur from a more positive standpoint, through pushing one's standards of excellence and opening more and more to conscious aligning with the Creator's will. I guess this is something I am just learning about, and I don't know yet how to do this and still feel the movement inward to deeper and more complex states of being. Maybe I need to work more on offering praise and thanksgiving and working hard during the times that I perceive as positive. 65 Praise, prayer and thanksgiving are all wonderful tuning devices. Kathy Braden adds, we create our reality around us moment to moment, choosing the experiences, the mood, the setting and drawing the people and interaction that we seek moment to moment, choosing a focus, a response, an experience to unfold, leaving in our wake unchosen possibilities like alternate aspirialities that may live on in another dimension of place or time. 66 I enjoy her vision of life as a smorgasbord, a banquet table with so very many things on it that we cannot respond to them all, so we must make our choices of what to praise and lift and enjoy and what to leave behind. I tune a lot in little ways. If the doorbell rings, I pray concerning angels unawares. When the telephone rings, and the unlikely happenstance of my Wally answering it occurs, I say a small prayer within, before getting on the line. In my dislike of telephones, I generally allow the telephone answering device to screen my calls. My husband and I start and end the day together, holding hands and saying the Lord's Prayer. I thank and praise my automobile before we leave the garage and alert my car angel, and when I am working with my plants, I am always talking with them, moving more and. 376, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. More into the energy of earth that they and I share so symphonically. I talk to my meat as I prepare it, thanking the animals for their lives, and praising them, and promising them I will make them their very best as food. I talk no less sympathetically to the broccoli, asparagus and carrots that have been ripped from Mother Earth to fill our stomachs. I offer everything we eat our gratitude and praise, and great thanks for the sustenance and love we are receiving. I see love as a main ingredient in my cooking and gardening, indeed, in much I do day by day. When we see the environment as alive, We begin to realize that every effort we make to tune to it, the environment also feels and reciprocates by tuning to us more and more, until our environment is harmonized and tuned to our special nature, essence and power, and when people come into our space, they feel the magic of it. Hospitality hops to meet them. I enjoy knowing when people are coming, for tuning into the moment before we are with people sharpens our abilities to listen to and appreciate them as souls. There is a real kyan between physical cleanliness and metaphysical purity. We cannot demonstrate the latter very well, being human, but we can physically clean and tune our home. A normal house cleaning will suffice. With the conscious thought of preparing the place metaphysically by intention, Don asked those of Ra about this when we were thinking of moving to a new location during the Ra sessions. Questioner, would the cleansing by salt and water be necessary for this location then? Or would it be recommended? Ra, I am Ra. There is the recommended metaphysical cleansing as in any relocation. 67 By metaphysical cleansing, those of Ra were talking about a ritual of cleansing with salt and water. In this method, salt is dropped in a thin, continuous line across all doorways and windowsills except one in a building, or in the room wished cleansed, and then water is dripped along the line of salt. That one open doorway is guarded, and during the ensuing 3 days, each who enters must ask permission of the salt to pass before entering. The salt is asked to attract all negative spirits to come live in their crystal houses, and the water seals them in there. After 3 days, the ritual ends as the hardened salt trails are brushed outside and the place is cleansed. Then the ritual is repeated for the one doorway that was kept open, to complete the cleansing. If we have never done this to our home, we may want to do so, just for that metaphysically clean feeling. But once this has been done, the physical cleaning will well suffice. This tuning of the 377, Chapter 11. Mystical Tools for Growth Environment is very reassuring. For a quick attuning, burn sage in a safe bowl, and walk around the house letting the smoke waft over all the spaces. The idea of tuning might easily seem wispy and defeatly sweet if we do not make it practical and down to earth, for that is where we need to remain, in an everyday mode of mental fun ioning that allows us to complete our duties and pleasures as we go. I would suggest that a key word in thinking about tuning is gratitude. To be grateful for something is not always easy. We have a tendency to take things for granted. If our environments, our relationships, our arrangements are satisfying us, we may not feel particularly grateful about that. But assume that this is what is meant to be. This attitude feeds into a pride of self that is thoughtless and creates a weakness and vulnerability towards change that can be crucially inconvenient. Tuning is often simply finding an attitude of humility and gratitude. It is usually easy to find our gratitude when that environment, relationship and arrangement are indeed pleasant to us and comfortable. It is also very important that we do so, and not waste golden days by failing to thank them for being. I try to stop a dozen times a day just to praise my surroundings and thank the deity for the joy of being here, and having good work to do. I'm just tweaking that tuning. Those of you who say, why is this gratitude so powerful? Simply because it is the truth. In truth, everything that occurs to you is a gift. Each situation delivers to you the sisters and brothers of experience. Sister sorrow, brother pain. The list is different for each entity. Brother anger. Sister depression. Each spirit will have its own guests that seem to be difficult indeed to be hospitable towards, and yet each of these guests comes with great gifts to give you. There is a natural rebellion against having to see things from such a deep perspective. The mind does not want to move to this level where it can be seen that all things are gifts. The mind wants to distinguish between things. The mind wants to make choices and stack everything in neat and orderly piles. This is that, this is the other, this is something else entirely. But that spark of true self within you is ever ready to spread and illuminate the spirit within, the heart within. 68. One archetypal motif that is relevant in thinking about tuning the self towards gratitude is the story of the prodigal son, daughter. We like, in the pride of our hearts, to consider ourselves favorite sons and daughters, loved, pampered and cosseted. There is truth here. But in the metaphysical sense, we are also wanderers far from our spiritual home, and we are seeking a way back through this weary world. Casting our experience into these undertones is most illuminating. Those of you who say, 378, Chapter 11, Mystical Tools for Growth. Each of you is a prodigal. Each of you has squandered precious things. Each of you greatly and humbly seeks to return to the house of the Father, to that place of love that is undefiled and pure, for in that state, gratitude is natural and flows effortlessly, and this is a great truth, that each of you is loved deeply, that you are welcomed in spite of any and all failures, and that the Creator does give great thanks for you. Truly, it takes the movement of thought from the little self experienced in every day to that self that each knows is a truer and deeper self. Gazing at life from the standpoint of the everyday self, there is hardly ever a completely trouble-free or worry-free experience. There is hardly ever a reason to feel completely or profoundly grateful. And yet if one can move back into that prodigal self that is coming home, one may see that all of experience is such that the only response is thankfulness and praise. 69. Much virtue lies in making confession, in admitting our faults. When we ask ourselves to give thanks, sometimes the only thing keeping us from that exercise is our faults. When something is keeping us from looking for ways to generate optimism and hope, we may fruitfully look within for pride, anger and other unbalanced emotions that are removing from us our ability to process the infinite energy of the Creator well. Joe Coman encapsulates this advice nicely, some friendly advice. Give thanks for your blessings every chance you get. That seems to depolarize the negatives for some reason. 70. Depolarizing the negatives is a good way to talk about one's shadow self, as well as the thoughts and emotions that side produces for our experience. Tuning to gratitude is not simple work when we are in no way grateful. We cannot write down on our grocery list, get gratitude, and XP to be supplied. We can do one mechanical thing. We can enumerate our woes, and thank the Creator for them. Going over the list and saying thank you for each one can be an eye-opening experience. Try it. Somehow, in the recital of woes and the thanking of the Creator for them, an alchemy takes place, and a bittersweet realization sets in of just what this pattern of suffering indicates about our situation as a soul in the process of evolution. Beyond that, perhaps the best move is to become quiet for a moment, and seek this deeper self within in silence and privacy. As those of you who say, when entities attempt to feel gratitude they may well feel faith, for gratitude is not that which may be approached head-on with the most effivenous but, rather, a sense of thankfulness or gratitude comes as a, 379, Chapter 11. Mystical tools for growth. Natural efflux or emanation from the soul which is willing to be still and allow the world to find its balance within the self. 71. Giving thanks sweetens us and makes our energies flow better. It reorients us to what is important to us beyond the next chance to dart out into traffic, or the next chore, or duty. Our habits of constant doing dehumanize us, robotize us until we may have almost no essence of soul that can be sensed. Gratitude and praise bring us back to ourselves, how we feel, who we are, why we are here. We very much need, as those seeking spiritual Dharayan from a living, to keep in touch with who we are. We will talk more about tuning when we speak concerning channeling as an outer gift in Chapter 13. Living in the moment when Ram Dass wrote Be Here Now. Back in the hippie heyday of my youth, he wrote a true classic. Those simple three words, Be Here Now, express a truth that penetrates to the reaches of our beings. The worldly person experiences a world with a flat and sturdy earth on which he stands. Her apprehension of now is usually a running awareness of the progress of whatever duty or activity is being accomplished. When the spiritually or artistically oriented temperament opens its eyes to the present moment, that experienced world loses its safe and solid earthen floor and becomes an ocean of unknowable depth and no markers. To the worldly, the present moment is here, then gone, here, then gone, a meaningless noticing of nothing much. To the spiritually awakened mind, the present moment is an infinite kingdom leading dially to eternity, infinity and the experience of the presence of the One Creator.